This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. By a 54-46% margin, Bill Cassidy will become the 54th Republican U.S. Senator in January and be a valuable asset to the pro-life caucus there as a medical doctor. Marjorie Dannenfelser of the Susan B. Anthony list said Senator Landrieu tried to hide her pro-abortion record. 5 days before the election, reports circulated that the preeminent issue in the Louisiana Senate election became abortion, as Louisiana's Catholic voters began moving toward pro-life Republican candidates, and up to 91% of state residents said they were less likely to vote for the pro-abortion incumbent. A story out of New York State illustrates the problems with hormone overdose pills in the hands of those who want sexual intimacy without its procreativity. A 44-year-old is being held in lieu of bail after forcing a woman to swallow a deadly abortion pill to destroy the life of their unborn child. There is no word on the condition of the baby. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. As analysts digest the November CDC report on U.S. abortion, the pattern of eugenics in abortion comes more into focus. In 10 states where most abortions occur, over 60% of the babies killed were African American and Hispanic. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.